Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning the last week of Advent. We've been preparing for the coming of the Lord. We stand as God's people between the two comings of Jesus. The first time, which we will celebrate here at Christmas, the end of the week, the incarnation, the astounding reality that God himself, the Son of God, has entered into his own story. He's become one of us and taken on human flesh. We'll talk about the Annunciation, the Visitation a little bit today, but also we anticipate and we stand watch. And as Jesus exhorted us in the Gospels, he said, watch and pray, be ready for his return. So we stand between the first coming of Jesus and the second coming of Jesus, a sinful, broken people who have been forgiven, renewed, made alive by the power of the Holy Spirit, part of the body of Christ and the church, and living out her mission in history. And we're living through a really troubled and challenging time in so many ways, aren't we, friends, both in the world and in the church? Today, I want to just look closely at dimensions of Our Lady's encounter in the Annunciation with the angel Gabriel and the work of the Holy Spirit, because there's something here that applies to our lives as well. The angel of the Lord, Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, says, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, hail, full of grace. And there's so much there in that acknowledgement of who Mary is, that as he addresses her, this mighty angel, one of the great angels of heaven, comes before he speaks to her about any of God's plan. He recognizes who she is, and he articulates what he can see by God's grace. He can see that this is the one who is full of grace, that God himself has set her apart, this humble, pure, simple child, essentially, right? And we know that full of grace includes what the church would later teach as the Immaculate Conception. Mary was immaculately conceived. She was prepared by the Father for the great grace and the absolutely unique role she's going to have in the whole work of God's salvation unfolding, God's economy. Mary's uniquely graced, as Gabriel says, and the reading goes on, it says, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at the saying and considered in her mind what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. Don't be afraid. You have found favor with God. You're full of grace. Friends, these words that we're hearing now and we're going to hear through the rest of this passage apply to us in an analogous way. God comes to us in this season. We certainly walk it, and we walk with the church, and we gaze upon the reality through the gift of the Holy Spirit of what God has accomplished in Our Lady in the incarnation and God's unique favor on her. But she's the first disciple. She's the first one that Jesus came to in this way. Jesus came to live in her. And the whole work of Jesus' coming in the flesh is to make it possible for the Lord himself to dwell in each and every one of us. Yes, different than Our Lady, different and the same, because the Holy Spirit overshadowed her, as the Holy Spirit will overshadow us, as the reading goes on. He will be great, and he will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. So the rightful king is coming in the person of Jesus. He's coming to establish what belongs to him, the Father's kingdom and Jesus' throne given to him by the Father. Jesus is the one for whom everything was made and through whom everything is made. And Jesus, according to the Father's plan, the Messiah, the anointed one of God, the promised one of Israel, who would sit on David's throne forever, he's the one. And Mary's receiving this from Gabriel. She understands who David is and what the throne is and the kingdom. And Jesus is coming to establish the kingdom definitively. verse 34. And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I do not know man?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child is born to you will be called Holy, the Son of God." So Gabriel announces God's plan, and Mary asks a really good question. How is this going to be? It's impossible, right? She wasn't fighting. She was just asking the question, how will this be? And Gabriel said, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." Friends, salvation is a gift from God. Becoming temples of the living God, being born again by water and the Spirit, is something that's completely beyond man's capacity. It's impossible without God. The reading goes on. "And behold, your kinswoman Elizabeth, in her old age, has conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who is called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible." And Mary said, "Behold, I'm the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word." There's much here for us to take in. First of all, just to sit and wonder at the amazement of God's plan, who God chooses in this world. God comes into the world, not through the great kings and the mighty and the powerful, but the one who caught his gaze, the humility, the purity, the love that's in Mary. And it's God's plan to bring his son to the world in humble circumstances. Not among the kings and the powerful and the important, but among the humble, who are the only ones who could bear this up. Every king, every powerful person, it would probably be about them. But her heart is set on God. Her heart is pure. She loves God with all her heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the Holy Spirit is upon her. No human being could grasp this, make it happen, bear it up without the help of the Holy Spirit. And so we see what's part of God's plan here that began in this unique way that is continuing throughout history. Salvation is a work of God. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him would not die but have everlasting life." I've said many times on this program that the work of salvation begins in the heart of a loving father who goes in search for a people who bear his image, a race of people who bear his image, who are lost and enslaved and under the power of sin and death. So God sends his son. And you see always that the Holy Spirit precedes the coming of the son. The mission of God is communicated to us in the son and in the Holy Spirit. The mission is never separated. The Holy Spirit doesn't have a separate mission apart from Jesus, apart from the rightful king taking his place, winning a victory over the power of sin and death, and winning for himself, to the glory of God the Father, all that was meant for him from the beginning. And so the Holy Spirit is the one who makes it possible, works the miracle of conception in Our Lady to make it possible for the Son of God to literally be in her womb, to be united to her. But it's the same Holy Spirit that makes it possible for you and me to become temples, a dwelling place of God in the Holy Spirit. And it's important for us to see what Gabriel says regarding Elizabeth. She was barren, so there's a miracle happening there that happened so that John himself could be conceived. It's not a conception like Jesus, of course. It's a natural birth, but God worked a miracle so a barren woman could become the mother of John the Baptist. And Gabriel gives us a really important principle that every disciple ought to internalize in this season. With God, nothing is impossible. God is the God of the impossible. And that God is with us. And that God is with you. And Jesus' whole coming is for us a great joy. We'll hear Mary celebrate in her Magnificat because God is drawing near to the human race. God is making all things new in his son. And Mary's response is also instructive for us, right? "Behold, I'm the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to thy word." That's the posture of a disciple. She's the first disciple. She models for us how to receive the Holy Spirit, how to walk in the Spirit, how to have a disposition that believes that God is the God of the impossible and doesn't limit God to my own resources, my own strength, and that she knows who it is who's come to her, and God is utterly trustworthy. And Mary yields her whole heart, whole life, be it done unto me according to thy word. Lord, I'm here to serve you. Whatever pleases you, Lord. You can see in the whole story of Our Lady here in the Annunciation and in the Visitation, Mary says, be it done unto me according to thy word. Luke then takes us to her encounter with Elizabeth. And Elizabeth, it says, was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she said, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. So the declaration Gabriel made, Elizabeth makes. Why? How does that happen? Through the help of the Holy Spirit, who makes it possible. Then John leaps in her womb, and she recognized, John somehow recognizes Christ's presence in Our Lady. And then Elizabeth says, and blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. Another really important principle for every disciple, a reality that God wants to bring us into, to be able to recognize that God's word to us, his promises are true. God is good. God is kind. God is loving. Everything he does and his word to us is true. His words to us are true. And we can accept them and take them. And so the promises that he's made to you, that in your baptism, you will become a child of God, that the old man will die, that a new creation will come forward, and God himself will make you a dwelling. He'll come to live in you in the power of the Holy Spirit and reveal to you the Father's love to make you a child of God. It's so important for us to believe it. And then what does Our Lady do? She magnifies the Lord. She said, my soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has guarded the low estate of his handmaid. And behold, henceforth, all generations will call me blessed. So she celebrates the reality. She declares it. She said, he's scattering the proud. He's putting down the mighty. This is God's hour. So she proclaims it. She declares it. She knows on her own she doesn't have the strength and the resources to make that happen. But she trusts in God and her heart begins to sing. And the Holy Spirit puts a new song in her heart. And she magnifies the Lord. And it's true. All generations since this time, that time have called her blessed. And we'll all see it in heaven. The Lord has crowned her queen of heaven and earth for her faithfulness. And it's so wonderful to be able to see, friends. And I think as we approach this week, it's busy. It's a time when there's a lot going on. I'd encourage you to make sure and take some time where you can just be alone with God's word, with scripture, maybe get to a Blessed Sacrament chapel, and to be able to reflect on Mary's Annunciation, her visitation with Elizabeth, and the realities of what was revealed there. Because Mother, Our Lady shows us how to receive in the initiation of the Spirit in one's life. She accepts it. She says, be it done unto me according to thy word. She magnifies the Lord in it. And then what we see later in the last word we hear from Our Lady in the Gospels is at Cana. She says, do whatever he tells you to do. So she's the perfect disciple. And that's what the Lord wants us to be able to learn and take away from this season. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.